I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Slept on the couch the other night, not because I was in the doghouse, because I legitimately fell asleep. Sometimes I can be like a little kid, and if I just lay down on the couch, I'm out.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, like I just get so tired, my body's like, night.
Yep.
And it's normally Friday nights is when it happens. You know, the family's all together, we're watching something on TV in the living room.
It's been a long week.
Yeah, and I am the type of person, if you put a movie on, I will fall asleep. Here's where I have a problem, though, and I want your opinion on this, because I will fall asleep on the couch, and then I'll wake up on the couch and I'm like, babe, I'll go into our bedroom and I'll be like, why didn't you wake me up and tell me to go to bed?
You think your husband should have woke you up?
Yeah. I'm like, you're going to leave me to like sleep on the couch? And he's like, oh, you were sleeping so nice. I just left you there. No. You left me there because you wanted the bed to yourself.
Probably.
Yeah. I know that's why it is.
He did the right thing. And he did the thing that I always do as well. And this has happened to me a lot of times, Kelly. And I've gone through that, you know, minute thought to myself where you go, okay, she's sleeping soundly. Should I just leave her there? What are the ramifications if I wake her up? Will she be in a bad mood? What are the ramifications if I don't wake her up? Also, can I get some guy time where I can watch the shows to myself and have a nice night to myself? So I end up doing the same thing he does, not waking you up. And you can't be mad at that.
Oh, I am, because
you're asleep.
Because if it's reversed and he's asleep on the couch, I 100% will be like, babe, wake up. Come on, get into bed. Because I know he doesn't sleep as well on the couch. The couch is not as comfortable as our bed.
But I'm sure he wouldn't get mad at you if you didn't wake him up either.
Oh, yeah, because the next day he'll be like, oh, my shoulders hurt. Oh, my back hurts.
I think he was looking out for you. You were peacefully sleeping. You'd had a long week. He left you on the couch and he went to the bed and you woke up in the morning and you were refreshed. I have nothing wrong with what he did.
I was not refreshed. I slept on the couch.
I would have done the same thing. No. I have done the same thing before.
You know what he did? He saw me laying there and he was like, cool. Went into the bedroom, total starfish on the bed, all the covers to himself. He was like, I got a night by myself.
And there's nothing wrong with it. You got to let this go. I'm sorry you fell asleep on the couch. You're deflecting responsibility right now.
No, 951 says, never wake up your sleeping queen or king, LOL. No,
exactly.
Wake me up. I don't want to sleep on the couch.
951 is logical and smart and doing the right thing for the relationship.
Your partner's sleeping on the couch. Do you wake them up? Call or text us. 888-431-3764.
Kelly gets annoyed because if she falls asleep on the couch like last week, her husband does not wake her up and goes to bed and you wake up on the couch the next morning.
It drives me crazy because if the roles are reversed and he falls asleep on the couch, I know he doesn't sleep as well on the couch. So I will wake him up and tell him, come on, babe, come to bed. And he'll get up and go to bed. And me, Nat, he's like, she can sleep there. I'll have the bed to myself.
We are men, Kelly. We like to think through situations.
Yeah, sometimes. Right. There's said no man ever.
Yes, no, there's an expression. It says, let sleeping dogs lie. It means avoid interfering in a situation that is currently causing no problems but might do as a result of interference.
Call me a dog again and there'll be problems.
Oh, come on.
Judy in Pinion Hills, what do you think?
Don't wake me up because you don't want to poke the bear. If I wake up, I'll go to bed. But if not, leave me where I am.
So you want to be left alone.
Oh, yeah, because if I wake up, I'm wide awake. I'm that person. So, yeah, no, leave me alone.
Well, I got to ask you, Kelly, if you do get woken up, how would you react? What sort of person are you?
I would like walk like a zombie from the couch to the bed and I'd be out.
So you're not going to be awake and going, I was fast asleep and now I can't get back to sleep.
No, that's why I'm saying wake me up. I want to be woken up and taken to bed. I'm a kid. I want you to carry me to bed, okay?
You're a princess.
Okay, maybe a little bit of a princess. 909 simply says, Kelly, men are dumb. No, my husband does the same thing. He leaves me sleeping on the couch telling me that I look so peaceful. It's lies. All lies.
This is why we're highly intelligent. 951 says it perfectly. Nope, you don't know if you're waking up a dragon or a princess, and I'm not willing to take that risk personally.
Well, the 909 points out, if I leave my wife to sleep on the couch, I know she's going to be crankier in the morning, so I wake her up.
That's an interesting point. See what you do to us men? It's just a no-win situation, and we've got to use our brains, and we're still going to ultimately make the wrong decision.
I'm literally giving you the answer. Wake me up. That's what I want to happen. Around here, Jason Aldean on K-Frog. I wish we would have asked him when we talked to him earlier this morning, if Brittany were to fall asleep on the couch, would Jason make sure she goes to bed?
I'm sure he would have said no.
I bet you he would have. Jason seems like a gentleman. That's what I want my husband to do, because I am notorious. It's usually Friday nights when we're all hanging out in the living room. I'll fall asleep on the couch and he will leave me there. I'm like, wake me up. Tell me to go to bed.
I'm completely with your husband. I'd leave you there as well. I've left other girls there as well. 951 says, I absolutely leave my wife there because she's a bed hog. So I'm enjoying the bed to myself that night. It's my opportunity.
And see, that's what I'm thinking. My husband's like, if she sleeps on the couch, I have the bed to myself. But then when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, why didn't you wake me up? He's like, because you just look so peaceful.
You can't blame him for anything he's doing there. It's smart. You can't.
Those are lies. Marlene and Rancho, what do you think?
Well, my husband and I have a policy. What we do, because both of us will fall asleep on the couch, we gently touch their thigh and we say, we're going to bed. Gives us the option of if we're too tired, we can stay there, or we get up and we go to bed. So it kind of eliminates any frustration.
I like that. Yeah, it covers everybody. I tried and you had the decision at that point.
Exactly. It puts it on them.
I do think it's a great idea, as long as you both abide by it, so no one's unexpectedly crabby out of the blue.
We've been married for 51 years. We've never had a problem.
See, and that would work for me if you were to, like, gently try and wake me up. If I try and wake him up and I touch him on the thigh, yeah, no. He's waking up, but I'm not ready for that. 951 says, no, do not wake them up. If you fall asleep on the couch, that's your fault. You fell asleep on the couch. You're going to sleep there. Although a gentleman would have carried you to your bed and tucked you in.
Stop. I don't understand the point of waking you up. You're very tired, so you're not going to get lucky that night anyway. You could potentially be crabby. You could have the bed to yourself if you don't wake him up. The odds are in the favor of just letting you sleep.
No, I'm going to take that text message. I'm going to show it to my husband. Just the last part about a gentleman.
Don't do that.
Would have carried you to your bed and tucked you in.
Don't do that. Labor Day weekend. Just get him a beer and have a good time.
Like my husband could carry me. Right.
She's more than just a pretty face.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.